Jekka McVicker is the UK's herb queen. Her nursery produces over 300 herbs, and her knowledge of them could fill several volumes. And Jekka has a slightly mischievous edge. She loves to come up with the unexpected. Jekka, welcome back.
Thank you. It's so lovely to be back.
I'd like to talk to you about celery leaves. Hmm. No one thinks of celery leaves as an herb.
No. Well, the Latin is Apium graveolens. Now, are you sitting comfortably?
I am very comfortable, yes.
Good, right. Here goes. Every war, people have taken their herbs with them. So when the Romans invaded the UK, they brought over 700 herbs with them.
Oh.
And celery leaf, Apium graveolens, is a UK native herb. It used to grow wild. And when we trotted off to India to war, we took celery leaf with us. So the leaf and the seed is now used in Indian cooking. And this shows how herbs travel around the world.
Huh.
And in France, celery leaf is called persil. And it looks just like French parsley. And what's happened is the growers have bred your celery sticks that you have.
Yeah, the celery sticks.
And
stuff,
they're
yeah.
really tough, and I don't like that. But if you get the seed for celery leaf, it'll look like French parsley, but it'll taste just like celery, and it is gorgeous. You know, it really is. It transforms a salad. Just add it to mashed potato. Yeah, it's just fantastic. But for me, the seed, the celery seed, I let it go to flower. And that seed, you can make celery salt. And great Christmas present, you just buy the salt, dry the seeds, whack them together, and give it to your girlfriends, because that is so good to cook with.
Yeah.
Adding it to soups and things. But personally, I'm getting on in age now, and I've been in horticulture over 35 years. So I have potted a lot of plants in my hands. So I've got arthritis in my hands now.
Mm.
And when it's really bad on damp days like today, I drink celery seed tea. And I just put a teaspoon of seed into a cup. I add boiled water, and that helps my joints and really takes away the pain. It's fantastic. However, this is the first one I'm giving you a warning.
Yeah.
Please, if any of you are allergic to peanuts, do not drink celery seed tea. You can eat the leaf by all means. You won't have any reaction, but you can to the seed.
Ah. Now, if I want to use the tops of the celery stalks.
Yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. It's fantastic. It'll be slightly tougher than what I grow.
Right.
As celery leaf, but absolutely, and use it in soups. You know, I mean, don't waste it. It's great.
I love it because I think you cannot make a really good tasting broth, chicken broth or whatever,
yeah.
without those leaves.
So right. Brilliant.
This, I'm just making a note to myself because I never realized there was that plant that was really about the leaf. Thank you for this insight. We're not going to look at a stalk of celery quite the same way. Jekka,
thank you.
Many thanks.
Thank you.
Jekka McVicker is the author of Jekka's Herb Cookbook. Australia's Donna Hay left us with a recipe a while back for a great salad. Find her celery and apple salad at splendidtable.org.